Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like, first of all, to thank ASPRS for the opportunity to talk to you for a few minutes this morning. I'm here, together with the ISPRS Council, in order to have a council meeting, in order to meet with members of the ASPRS Executive Board, and, of course, to meet our many friends and colleagues who come to the ASPRS meeting. I'm afraid what I'm going to say is not going to be quite as exciting and as fascinating as the previous speaker, but I'd like to say a little bit about what ISPRS is and how it might affect you people here, and also how we might work more with ASPRS. I guess the best way of describing ISPRS is that it's much the same as ASPRS, except that we have an international dimension to our activities. We cover the same range of activities in terms of photogrammetry, remote sensing, and the spatial information sciences. And we have a program of workshops and seminars and conferences, which again is very much the same, covering the same sort of topics as the ASPRS activities. But we do have an international program as well. I think one of the most exciting activities at the moment, as far as Earth observation is concerned, is the formation of GEO, the Group on Earth Observations. This is an organization made up of national governments, of space agencies, and other organizations such as ISPRS, societies which are interested in the development of Earth observation, specifically for the benefit of society. And GEO is setting up a global Earth observation system of systems, which will provide a comprehensive system of satellites and sensors to monitor what is going on the Earth, and a spatial data infrastructure which will allow this data to get to the people who need it, and save specifically for the benefit of society. And ISPRS, which is a member of GEO, is able to influence what's going on, to put an input into what photogrammetry particularly can play in this activity. And we have members on the committees and also on the task groups which have been set up to study, what needs to be done to complete this Earth observing system of systems, and then to implement that. So this is one of just an example of some of the things which we do. We're also involved in the International Council for Science, or ICSU. And ICSU enables us to interact with other scientific disciplines, particularly in the earth sciences, such as the geodesists and the geologists. And one of the things which has come out of that is that ISPRS has a project within the International Polar Year, which starts next year. Our project is concerning with the use of historical data to map ice changes over the years. And in fact, this is being led by Kabir Sartho and Tony Schenk from the Ohio State University. We also have an education program and an outreach program, and we've produced a video which is designed both to tell people what ISPRS is, but also what photogrammetry and remote sensing is and how it can be applied in many different areas. We will be showing this video on our booth in the exhibition hall, and it takes about 15 minutes, and obviously you're very welcome to go and have a look at that. We will be giving copies of the video to our members, but it would also be possible to purchase copies if anyone wants them for their own purposes. You'll also find information on our booth, literature about our scientific program, and particularly this year in 2006 we have 8 symposia of our technical commissions covering the whole range of activities which we'll be talking about at this conference, and you can find information about where they are and what their topics are. And this leads up to our Congress, which will be held in 2 years' time in Beijing, which again will be obviously a large event covering the whole range of our activities. I think this is a very exciting time for photogrammetry and remote sensing. There are many new techniques, new sources of data, and I think it's very important that we work together so that the whole of society, the whole of global society, can benefit from these activities, benefit from the science which we develop and which we discuss. And I hope that ISPRS can help to encourage people to work together so that our subject is made available to as many people as possible. And the ISPRS Council members who are here at this Congress will be around in the exhibition today. I'm very happy to talk to you about the work of ISPRS or how ASPRS or anyone else can link in with our activities. So finally, I'd just like to make a presentation to ASPRS, and if Karen Schuchman would like to come up. I have a plate for her which has come from Istanbul, which was the site of our last Congress, and I hope that so this will just help to encourage cooperation between ISPRS and ASPRS, and I look forward to meeting you again in the future. Thank you.